Expanding Phase 3.
This is a proposed revision to an existing standard subdivision insofar as it relates to Lot 125 within the existing Cedar Landing subdivision, which is referenced 1986, application 15. The property is lying on the southwest side of Island Drive within the existing Cedar Landing subdivision. The 911 address is 37824 Island Drive, Ocean View, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, MAP 9, parcel 886.00, and the zoning district is GR, General Residential District, and also AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the chair, into the record, Madam Chair, if I get my words correct today, we have the revised subdivision plan insofar as it relates to Lot 125. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the applicant's Chapter 99-9C response, and we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and we received six comments, all of which actually appear to be in support, but they are included in your paperless packet. And if I could provide just a short overview, this application is a little bit different. This application is seeking to revise a previously approved subdivision, specifically in relation to a limitation that was placed by the commission back when the subdivision was first approved back in 1986. And that limitation created effectively a no-build line that if not amended, the applicants will not be able to build their proposed dwelling. So the application seeks to revise that line specifically in relation to this lot and this lot only.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone here representing this application? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thomas Mamarella, with the law firm of Gordon Fernaris and Mamarella, 1925 Lovering Avenue, Wilmington, Delaware, 19806. My clients are Joseph and Cheryl Van Sant. They're here today in case questions are asked by the commission that I'm not able to answer. And they're seeking a very limited approval. They're seeking a resubdivision plan, the sole purpose of which is to modify a note on an existing plan, which effectively changes the federal 404 wetlands boundary to conform to the wetlands boundary that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has approved for this lot through the issuance of nationwide permit number 18. So it's very limited. It's a community that has a number of lots. Homes are being built on the lot. My clients want to build their home on this property, and the only thing that we're asking for is a modification of the note on the plan that will allow for a relocation of the 404 wetlands line. I'd like to give a brief history because in terms of the status of it is that the house is actually under construction in the sense that pilings have been put on. But in the course of putting in the pilings and doing some additional survey work, this issue came to light. And I'd like the commission to understand that my clients have worked very hard to do everything by the book. So a brief recital of the history, I think, is in order. In March of 2020, they signed a purchase agreement to purchase the property. In June of 2020, they contacted the Planning Department about determining the rear setback in relationship to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers permit to fill. In June 16 of 2020, they entered into a contract with an environmental firm to obtain the nationwide permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to fill only 0.1 acre. In July of 2020, they received archaeological endangered species and historic review approval. In August of 2020, the nationwide permit number 18 was issued, which permitted the fill of 0.1 acre of wetlands. 16 days later, they closed on the purchase of the property. In November of 2020, they received a permit to disturb 14,000 square feet and clear 12,000 square feet of trees and vegetation. In March of 2021, they contracted to have the trees removed. In July of 2021, they contracted to have the fill and install riprap on the 0.1 acre that was approved for fill by the Corps of Engineers. That work was commenced on September 6th and completed October 11, 2021. February of 2022, they hired an architect to design the house. February 23, they began their discussions with a builder. March of 24, they signed a contract to build the house. May 6 of 24, received a building permit from Sussex County. May 22, closed on a construction loan. June 17, the pile driving commenced. On June 25th of this year, the footers were poured. June 26th, the next day, the footer inspection passed, and on July the 2nd, the stop work order was issued because people then became aware of this issue. So again, what my clients are asking for is something very limited. It's merely to approve a subdivision plan, the sole purpose of which is to amend existing record plans to change the 404 wetlands on this property so that it conforms to the 404 wetlands as approved by the U.S. Corps of Army Engineers. I don't know procedurally whether I need to address the Section 99-9 considerations. I did address those already in a transmittal to the department, so if you'd provide me with guidance on that question, I'd appreciate it.
Would you like him to go through them to put them on record?
You certainly can if you want. The commissioners always read everything, but maybe members of the public might have some questions on that.
Okay. Because of the limited nature of what we're asking for, not all of those considerations, I believe, are relevant, but the ones seem to be most relevant, I'll speak to, and the planning department did provide guidance as to which items would perhaps be most relevant. Number one, integration of the proposed subdivision into the existing terrain and surrounding landscape. Well, the proposed subdivision plan merely allows the house to be set back a little further back from the street than would otherwise be allowed, and that has no effect on the existing terrain or surrounding landscaping. Minimal use of wetlands and floodplains. Well, the use of the wetlands is going to be limited to the 1/10 of 1 acre that has been approved by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to fill. And the area where the house is situated in is already in a flood zone, so there's no change in it. The house is going to be built in a flood zone wherever it's put on the property, basically. Minimization of tree vegetation and soil removal and grade changes. Well, the vegetation was removed as permitted by the Sussex Conservation District, and any grade changes would be approved in connection with the building permit issued for the house. Prevention of pollution of surface and groundwater. Surface water pollution is prevented through the use of construction techniques mandated by the Sussex Conservation District, and none of the activities associated with house construction will result in pollution of groundwater. Minimization of erosion and sedimentation, and minimization of changes in groundwater levels, minimization of increased rates of runoff, minimization of potential flooding. For flooding and design of drainage so groundwater recharge is maximized. The erosion and sedimentation will be minimized by controls that have been required by Sussex Conservation District. Surface water runoff will be directed to the adjoining marsh and will be filtered by acres of grasses. And the adjoining marsh, by the way, is also owned by my clients. They acquired it after they acquired the lot. They don't have any intention to do anything with that property other than preserve the view to the water. Compatibility with other area land uses. Well, it's fully compatible because we're simply putting in a house the same way all our neighbors have houses on their lots. And lastly, effect on area waterways. The construction of the house and the subsequent residential use of the property will have negligible effect on area waterways due to the small area of impervious cover that will be established, the capacity of the property to absorb water runoff, and the distance of the house and related improvements from the area waterways. That concludes my presentation.
Okay, thank you. If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has any questions. Then we'll start with Mr. Mears.
No questions, but I understand what you're going through. I went through the same thing on a project, so I'm very familiar with Permit 18.
Yeah, there you go. How about you, Mr. Collins?
No questions from me. Thank you.
Mr. Butler?
No questions, Mr. Chair.
Staff?
None from me, thank you.
No?
And none from me, thank you.
Okay. All right, we'll see if anyone in the audience has any interest in your application today. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none, I'll close the public hearing, and you're welcome to stay with us if you like to see if we make a decision today.